ability.
My name is Baga. I've been living in Oroville since 1972. I have been participating in many aspects of Oroville's life, starting with education and then shifting to the building of the Matrimondia. So this is why Oroville is not just a project for a new city and outward nice things like in the West. The real research that must go on first of all and as a basis for the outer manifestation is the inner research and how each human being can at last learn to come again in contact and stay in contact at every moment of their life with their true being, their inner being, their true self, the divine part in themselves. Because only when our life at every moment is guided by that dimension in ourselves can we gradually express outwardly to a different result. This is something which will be truly sustainable because it will be at last based on the true reality of things. And that which is in contact with that same deep secret reality in everything else there is. Even science now is becoming more and more aware. Then there is that same secret reality. At the same time also right down there in every atom and corpuscle of matter. So what was called spirituality before, which was supposed to be so different, you know, for a long time our mind was telling us that there is spirit somewhere up there and matter down here has nothing to do with it. This was, again, one of the stupid ideas of our mind. This is why in a place like Oroville, spirituality will not be anymore a way of life which has as its purpose essentially to go away from physical life, to go back to where, you know, towards the other dimensions, where the spirit is supposed to only exist, leaving behind that whole physical world to its apparent absurdity. This physical world is not absurd at all. It is a field of manifestation of the spirit. But it goes through that huge process of evolution, and now we are reaching that interesting stage when, as human beings, we can deliberately participate in this process of evolution, consciously. Evolution can become a conscious process in the life of people, of each of us. Everybody is invited to do that. Everyone being on Earth, even the people who are not living in Oroville. We are now speaking of Oroville because this is where we live and where we work. And Oroville is simply a collective experiment in that direction. But as individuals, anybody else, anywhere on the planet, can live this process of conscious evolution. And will participate in that way, to some extent, you see, to the whole transformation of everything else. So this is, for me, the true core of research in Oroville. Because unless that is done, at least to some extent, to the best of their ability, by each person residing in Oroville. And Oroville will be bound to be still very much like ordinary societies, and for the very same reasons. If you take exactly the same ingredients, you know, you will, you know, whichever way. Or, unless you add that inner dimension, which will change everything when applied to physical life, to you know, then something different will come out and is already starting to come out because Oroville is already, by many aspects of it, not always immediately visible, but for people who live here permanently, they know very well about that, even if by now they take it for granted. But so already life in Oroville is different in many ways from ordinary societies. But to become as beautiful fully as what Mother expressed through that text she calls the dream, then that spiritual dimension has to come in full force in our lives. So that the needed result really would happen, you see. Because Auroville truly respond to the central needs of humanity nowadays and show the way towards that sustainable future, you know, in a deeper and full way. So if Mother has given us actually the directions, why not use them? So for me, the first thing is to inform ourselves what she explained. Try to understand, try to enlarge our understanding, to grasp the essential change that has to happen within us to go in the right direction and little by little manifest Auroville in its truest possible form. So this is how, little by little, I came up with the help of a few other Aurovillians with that compilation, which totals 500 pages and which is so illuminating, so interesting, to really figure out what Auroville is about. And particularly the some things that Aurobindo and the mother always insist should be the very first thing we try to do, to recontact our soul deep in the center of our being. Because that will gradually turn all the other parts of our being towards the divine in an attitude of self-giving and of openness to inspiration. Our mind gradually will learn how to receive the truth and the inspiration guiding each step in our life. Our emotions will gradually be transformed, become more quiet, and our life will become more and more centered on the divine, whose presence will be felt very intimately, not only in one's being, but in everything else, in the universe. So none of this is really new, except what is happening now, even at the level of our body. And more people on the earth, knowing or not knowing at all Aurobindo and Mother and the work they did, are observing and experiencing changes at the body level. And science is discovering some very strange effects now of inner work in all kinds of ways. So this is something we must understand, that our body too has to somehow change its way of functioning, exactly like our mind has to change, our emotions have to change, and rediscover their true divine way of functioning, you see. So also our body cells are, in their own tiny microscopic consciousness, discovering the divine, discovering that light, discovering that love, and wanting it above everything else. This process is a most wonderful and touching and moving thing to watch and to experience along with them. And gradually, you know, a place like Auroville not only will become truly what it must become, but then, you know, it is the first place where it is started. But gradually, everywhere on the earth, you know, people will start also in their own way. So it's really something for the whole planet that we are witnessing. So my own work is also to try to document all these things, not only what I can see happening in Auroville, but also what I become aware of, which is happening in other places of the planet.
Towards sustainability,